All right, let's start this final segment off with more of the interviews that will help in asking some of the people out on the street whether or not they believe in God.
So, do you believe that there is God?
Yeah, there's definitely a God.
And how does God affect your life?
Oh, and everything. Comforts me in prayer. Just, he's magnificent. We can't put him into words. He's something so much more than that. And his existence is evident everywhere in creation. How could we see creation and not believe that there's a creator? It's amazing.
So, do you believe in God, sir? Would you say he affects your everyday life?
Every minute, every second, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every year. So, yes, he does.
And how does he affect your everyday life? Like, you can give an example if you like.
Well, just knowing that his presence is what's keeping me strong, what's keeping me out of harm's way, what keeps me looking forward to another day, another second, another minute, you know. And that there is other people like me. If there was no God, I don't think that we would have the same mind. Most of us would have the same mindset. You know, we're individuals, but we all collectively one.
One thing that they need to do differently is they need to make sure that they listen to their recordings and check all their volumes, because the music is turned up too loud here, and it's almost, or maybe for some it is, drowning out the people that they're interviewing, the people who are talking. But something that this gentleman he's talking with now said really caught my attention. When asked how God makes a difference in his life, he said he does believe in God. And when asked how God makes a difference in his life, one of the things he said is, he gives me a reason to look forward to the next day. He gives me a reason to look forward to. How many people on this earth, and since we're talking about Americans and whether Americans believe in God, in this country, are able to get up with some level of enthusiasm simply because they know that despite whatever negatives are going on in this world, God is in charge, he's in control, he has a plan, he has a plan for the world, he has a plan specifically for each one of us. And because the end is going to be so wonderful, we can rejoice in the present. How many people would agree with this man who say, God gives me a reason to look forward to the next day? This is the same man still talking.
So there has to be a God in order to pull all that together and let it work in unison, but in an individual style.
Wow. Works individually, but also in unison. All right, so where are we with Pew as they continued their exploration, asking people if they believe in God? Again, 19% of all the respondents who said they do not believe in God were asked the question whether they do not believe in God as described in the Bible. And is it that they do not believe there is any higher power or spiritual force in the universe? And of that group, 10% of the U.S. adults say they don't believe in a higher power or spiritual force of any kind. All told, one-third of respondents ultimately say that although they do not believe in the God of the Bible, they do believe in a higher power or a spiritual force of some kind, including 23% who initially said they believe in God, and 9% initially said they do not believe in God. When asked questions about what they believe God or another higher power in the universe is like, and that's significant, what is this God or this other higher power like? Those who believe in God as described in the Bible and those who believe in another kind of higher power or spiritual force express substantially different views. Breaking it on down, they discover that those who believe in the God of the Bible tend to perceive a more powerful, knowing, benevolent, and active deity. For instance, nearly all adults who say they believe in the God of the Bible say they think God loves all people regardless of their faults and that God has protected them. Now, let me ask you this. Are you convinced that God loves you despite all of your faults? Do I believe that God truly loves me despite all of my faults? Not just one or two of the faults that I'm okay with. Does he love me? I mean, genuinely and deeply love me despite even the faults that I have that I'd rather not think about, that I'd rather not admit, that I'd rather not acknowledge. Does he love you despite the faults that you'd rather not acknowledge? Sometimes it's so hard for us to forgive ourselves because as much as we may say, I know God has forgiven me, we're not always convinced that he has. And it is not always someone else's fault that we're not convinced that God has forgiven us. We like to blame other people if we're having a difficult time being convinced, being persuaded that God has forgiven us. Sometimes the issue is, the real matter is, we have committed so many sins for so long, and for many of us, many of those sins were so terrible that we're not convinced that God even has the ability to forgive all that sin. And sometimes people just aren't convinced that God is willing to forgive all that sin. All that I did. And especially when people start thinking about all the good that God has done for them and how they've then turned around and slapped him in the face by doing all kinds of ugly stuff for a very long time. They have a difficult time believing God can and will forgive them. Let's explore this some more. Who is God? Especially for the one who says, I believe in the God of the Bible. Who is he? And what do we mean when we say we believe in him? More on this discussion next Sunday. Coming up, going to do something a little different. We're going to break from a religious discussion per se. I want us to focus some more on ADHD.